guys. Sometimes in a reporter's life, we're, I don't want to say you become the story, but in the sense, I will say we sort of are the story. But there's a bigger one bubbling in. And even though we were supposed to be off this week, we felt the need to address the shot elephant in the room. I don't know if that one works beautifully. And Casey can't be here today, but I did feel like we needed to go to the person who really broke the story first weeks ago, with myself included. And that is our dear Matt McConkie. Welcome to this special report, to our intrepid reporter.
Thank you so much. To thank you to the Carl Bernstein to my Bob Woodward, yeah. Or vice yeah. versa.
Well, I'm probably Bernstein, you know, let's be honest.
Oh, sure. I don't like the way you treated Nora Ephron, yes, but I respect your work.
I thought that was Bob Woodward.
I don't know.
Unclear. Look, let's get to what we're talking about, that, and that is the shamazing news. And there's so many shas that people have been sending me, and I hope I can get to them all. But the shah incredible, the shah upsetting, the shah... Shocking, someone said, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who, but people have been sending me them all day. News that Jen Shah has been arrested for a supposed crime of, I can't quite make heads or tails, but I think that that's, therein lies the issue. Matt, can you say what we said a few weeks ago? Can you bring it up?
Well, we, right after the first reunion of Salt Lake, you know, we did zero in on Jen's job description, which I'm putting in the biggest air quotes of all time, because it was so vague. Yes, and the crime itself is confusing, but not nearly as confusing as how she identified herself, her so-called career from the beginning. But yeah, from what we gleaned, it's fraud. And by the way, we should also say
alleged.
This is some sad, dark shit, and all allegedly. But I think that it is okay to make fun of her because the alleged crime is pretty cruel.
Yeah, I'm not.
It is preying on elderly people.
And it is preying on elderly people. I can't quite make heads or tails, but it's like selling leads to people.
Lead lists
to other. Again, she sort of said again, like, and innocent until proven guilty. I do think this, you know, justice system is quite broken. So who knows? And we are not the judge, jury, and executioner. We are just reporters reporting what we've heard and seen, and rumors, because that's what we work in.
That's mainly what we trade in. Sure.
Source.
Which, by the way, when I came to our text thread, so excited to drop this bomb on everyone, alert emojis, really alert did. Emojis. I was like, everybody, all hands on deck. And then to which Deanna responded, scroll up. Because of course,
it had already broken in our friend thread by me.
Yeah.
Anyway, just FYI.
You know, we're not here to pat ourselves on the back, but that is actually basically the entire point of this little
mini episode. Is just to say, like, I'm not saying a Pulitzer is, you know, I'm not saying we're Ronan Farrow. I'm not saying any of these things, but I'm not saying them. This isn't about Jen Shah. This is about us and our intrepid skills at sussing out when something doesn't feel right. And so, and I'd like to thank the listeners who credited us in this, because, you know, a lot of times we don't get credit in this business. And what are we hearing? How did it go down? We have gotten, people have sent us text threads and various, just different things about what has.
And these are screen grabs of DMs of posts of other DMs. So it's a real Russian doll.
Yeah, something. And this is from, I believe, the podcast Two Judgy Girls, which is another amazing Bravo podcast. And we're hearing that agents went to Jen's house. She wasn't there. They had to track, she was filming. They had to track down a van, but Jen had stopped filming. She said some sort of thing, but that her husband got hurt, which obviously wasn't the case, but I think she was.
She said, they're in a van. And she said, she gets a phone call and then she said, I have to go. Coach is in the hospital.
Which is the most.
It's always the hospital with this one.
Yes. Lots of hospital. You know? And also to think of Coach Shaw in any sort of peril is terrifying to me because I love him so.
Yeah.
But and then I guess they found her somewhere. And I guess the house that we had all been saying that the house that she was filming in for Bravo was not her house. And someone did find. You guys are amazing reporters because somebody found the house that she actually is living in, that Zillow. Like, you guys are incredible and sent me a screen grab of that, which is a lovely house, but quite modest.
It is a, it's a 1600 foot, three bedroom, you know, which I think people are making fun of it. Michael was like,
that's bigger than my house. Okay. We're just saying, like, for what she was giving us, it's
not a shower.
It's more modest. It's something, you know, I'd be lucky to live in, but still more modest than she was coming off. And what do you think, Matt? I mean, here's the deal. I love my girls. I love all my ladies, even when I hate them. And so I don't like to see them in trouble. I don't like to see their families in trouble. I feel for this. They're, you know, so I do want to say innocent until proven guilty.
Sure. But the fact that they were filming when this happened, the fact that, we're going to get a season of Salt Lake with this, and we're going to get a season of Beverly Hills that with the Erica Jane legal drama, it's like, prayer works. God is real.
He didn't help so much on some things the year that we all went through, but he did help in this.
Yep. But and I don't want to say this makes up for all of it, but
it's a nice,
getting close.
It's a nice gift in the with so much darkness around us. And this is dark too. Again, I feel for her family. You know, no one deserves this to happen to their family. It's so painful. So fucking painful. And I hope she's innocent and that she got involved in something over her head, like much like Teresa Giudice, much like Erica Jane. We don't know their involvement. This does seem to have Jen's involvement, though. She doesn't seem to be a pawn in this game. She seems to be leading the game.
Yes. The DA or whoever, the beautiful, shady indictment statement or whatever that thing is pretty clear that she explicitly knew that she was going to be harming, preying on elderly
and there does
people.
Seem to be a, again, through what I'm reading, and I don't understand the law, but and again, we don't work in facts. Reporters don't work in facts. We work in rumors, innuendo, DMs. Like, reporters, we are not
other people.
Yeah, we
tweets.
Are not detail oriented. That's what I know about reporters for sure. But
sure.
I will say that it also seemed that she was using covert email situations to try to cover the tracks. Is what I read.
Yes. Offshore accounts, encrypted messaging.
Which is incredible.
All
I mean,
of it.
You know, Shaw salute to anyone who understands how to work technology, but it still seems quite dark. I hope this is a big misunderstanding. I don't know. You know, again, I'm always hoping for the best, but.
Taking down her first assistant, her first captain, Stewart.
Well, her
trusted gay sidekick.
It doesn't bode well for Stewart because, as we know in these situations, the top usually throws the underlings under the bus and they.
Yeah.
Stewart, you're going to go down because Shaw's going to throw you away. Shaw has no loyalty to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's like if you and Casey ever get wrapped up.
Oh, I'm going down.
I'll be.
Oh,
the one who
I'll
goes
go down.
To jail.
Casey's going to be flying free.
No, you two will be just like Jen when we saw. Did you see her walking out of the federal courthouse in braids and a fur coat? Just truly iconic.
That was I mean, I just didn't expect. I would not be looking as put together. Let's just say I would be looking a little worse.
Oh, the best. You know, the best, most sort of. Thoughtful, sensitive response from this, I would say, came from Brooks Marks, the wise sage of Salt Lake. Shout out to Evan Ross Katz for sharing this. But Brooks posted, did you see this? A video with, I'm going to say, enhanced.
Oh,
lips.
Yeah. Oh, there was some work and filters. Filtered till the day is long.
Yes. And he's lip syncing to this Nicki Minaj song. And the lyrics are like, she threw dirt on my name, ended up at her own burial.
I mean, Brooks, she didn't throw dirt on you. Like, I don't feel like this is your battle, Brooks. I would say stay out of this.
We did. What? I don't know that Jen
did. We threw dirt on his name. We for sure threw dirt on his name. Not on his mom's. I love her, but he was a little much for me. And his sweatsuit, as we all saw on camera, make of it what you will. But I will say we are still, as reporters, getting to the bottom of this. But we did want to say we broke it first. We broke it best. you can go back and listen to the episode from a few weeks ago where we try and discover what her business is.
Yeah, we zero in on the text. Yeah.
And to let you, again, innocent till proven guilty. But I did, Matt beautifully transposed the scene again where this comes up. And we wanted to read it to you and let you be the judge, jury, and sadly, executioner.
You could simply go back and watch.
No, we'll do it better. We'll do a better job.
I think
we will get the subtleties. We'll dig it out. I think I'll be playing Jen Shaw and Matthew will be playing everybody else in this beautiful.
Okay, great. So we start off with Andy. Brennan from Cranston, Rhode Island, wants to know why you need four assistants, Jen. And specifically, Brennan wants you to break down what each of them do for you outside of clapping for your fabulous outfits and driving you around.
I need a lot of help. Okay. You know, they all do different things.
Doing what?
They all do different things. I mean, I run a lot of companies and businesses, and a lot of them have different roles in the companies and businesses.
Well, we also got a lot of questions wanting to know what you actually do. Because specifically, people are wondering, like, how do you get so rich?
My background is in direct response marketing for about 20 years. So our company does, you know, advertising. We have a platform that helps people acquire customers. So when you're shopping online or on the internet and something pops, we have the algorithm behind why you're getting served that ad.
And then we get an iconic response from Lisa Barlow, Danielle.
It's lucrative.
And then Heather chimes in and says, you know, I try to be like a fairly smart person, but like, remember, I was just like, I still don't get it. And I was at a company dinner at Tao, and I was also at the owner's table at One Oak, best night ever, you know? And I was just like, well, I don't know what she does, but I like it.
They
laugh.
Guys, you be the judge. I will say that Heather was also on the things, though. She was drinking it up and getting lollipop meatball sticks at Tao that night. So didn't seem to have a care in the world. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, we'll come as soon as we hear the news, we'll make the news. But until then, we'll leave you with that beautiful scene and we'll leave you to decide what you think. And then hopefully we'll find out more. But thank you, Matt, for coming early on this Wednesday morning. Anything you want to say before we go?
Just that, you know, remember who the real heroes of this story are, us. And, you know, now that we are renowned investigative journalists, we want MSNBC to know we're tech-avail. You know?
And just anyone.
I'm already, you know, often compared to Rachel Maddow.
I can be her. People are all often calling me Chris Cuomo. Me too.
Yes.
Yes.
For so many reasons.
And I just like to say, you're not wrong. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll be back next week. Just, we love you and stay safe and
hang in there. And RIPKZ, as always. We love you. Bye.